to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hey, welcome to the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Hey, thank you for listening today. Reach Dr. Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Hi, Mike.
How are you, Joe?
Good, good, great. Good to be back. We're going to talk about probiotics today with our guest at 35 past the hour. They're pretty popular now.
Well, more than probiotics, he's talking about fermented foods. And you do get probiotics and prebiotics when you ferment your own food. But is that a good thing all the time? We're going to talk to him. We'll put him on the spot.
We are on iHeartRadio now, the great way to experience your favorite shows and personalities and learn more about what's going on in the world of health today. You can add Radio MD or this show, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse. On iHeartRadio Talk, iHeartRadio Talk. This is a special news and updates station that you can customize. So try it out. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app or use it on the web, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, iHeartRadio Talk. Did you have a chance to talk with Dr. Oz after he saved a person's life this week in New York City?
Well, we actually talked, but we had other things, and we didn't actually talk about that, and I didn't actually bring it up, so I was at fault for not mentioning it.
What are the circumstances? What happened? Do you know?
I don't know, other than I think someone, a cab hit a passerby, and Mehmet was right there. You know, the first time we did a show, we were over at the next morning when we did the show. The first day he launched the show, this is, I think, back in 2009, we were at ABC Good Morning America, and right in front of us as we came out, there were cameras following us, and a guy passed out, and we helped him, and I kept thinking, this has to be staged by Good Morning America, right? You couldn't do this, but it wasn't staged, and this one wasn't staged either, so this is, if you will, outstanding work, but Mehmet should do that. I mean, that's what doctors do, and he responded perfectly.
Okay, so what happened was a taxi cab trying to avoid a bicyclist outside Rockefeller Center swerved and lost control, hit a girl as she crossed the street. The girl's leg was severed in the incident, but a plumber was able to apply a tourniquet to her leg. So Dr. Oz, whose studio is nearby, obviously arrived on the scene as the plumber applied the tourniquet and said the plumber saved the girl's life. I guess Dr. Oz was in his studio overlooking 6th Avenue when he heard the crash and ran down to the street to help. Cyclists later said that the cab cut him off, and he told him to stop because he was trying to go forward and people are crossing. So he loses his patience, he gets angry, he accelerates, he hits the cyclist, and he's on the roof of a car. And he said he was on the sidewalk, and he was like this. He looked at this guy looking up into the sky. It was Dr. Oz. So the cabbie hit the girl right after hitting the cyclist too. So saving a life is probably. I've never done that before, but I would imagine makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Well, doctors save people's
lives.
You know
who should really feel good this week, though, Joe? Of all the people, that woman who talked down the gunman. From the with the AK-47, and I guess that was a Georgia school.
Yeah, it's a special talent to do that.
But we've got a whole bunch of stories this week, some of which make us feel good, and some of which don't. So one of my favorites is that Lyme disease is much more common than previously estimated, and what you can do to prevent it. So, and I'll give you a very good resource. So Lyme disease, they thought it was 30,000 cases a year. Now they think it is 300,000 cases a year. And I still think that's an overestimate. In Ohio and Florida, a little bit of worry, but not much compared to the Northeast and even the Wisconsin and Minnesota. So those are the states with the most And it is where deer run wild. Luckily, many of the deer in the rest of the country don't have the Lyme disease-carrying ticks. But obviously, the ticks hop off when the deer run by. So what you want to do is keep the deer away from your property. And whenever you go outside for a walk that isn't in the middle of a path and totally away from shrubbery or in the middle of a street or sidewalk, you should put your pants inside your socks. So your socks cover on the outside, wear long sleeve clothing, and then put DEET on your skin and follow the directions. DEET, D-E-E-T, is safe to use even on children, and protects you from the tick bites. When you get home, check your clothes for ticks that are hanging on. If there are none, fine. If there are any, you should, one, get them off before you go in, and two is take a shower. And if you shower within 2 hours of being outside with deer ticks, you get them away, and that's pretty safe. The CDC has a great website on what to do about it. That is the Center for Disease Control. Go to www.cdc.gov and then /Lyme, L-Y-M-E. So it's a /Lyme, L-Y-M-E. Or you just go to www.cdc.gov and then search Lyme, a wonderful website on what to do to prevent and treat and other frequently asked questions. If you actually get bit, make sure you see a physician within about 24 hours because you want to get started on doxycycline within 48 hours to prevent the chronic effects. Lyme disease can have a lot of chronic effects, including make you feel like you were demented, because you will be demented, as well as give you pain, as well as give you a whole bunch of chronic fatigue, etc., joint pain, whole bunch of things if you don't get treatment soon. But there are a lot of ways. My sister is actually much better at preventing it than I am. She knows much more about how to prevent it than I do. But there's a great website, cdc.gov/Lyme. Why does my sister know so much? Because she's in she's in Poughkeepsie, New York, where there is a lot of Lyme disease.
You look kind of geeky putting your pants in your socks, but I guess it's necessary if you want to do the right thing.
I'd rather look geeky than look geeky in a hospital bed with tubes in me.
That's what I'm saying. You look like a geek, but you got to do it. Now, what if your dog has a tick on him?
Same problem. Your dog can jump off the dog to you, and the dog can get Lyme disease too, and get totally. That's one of the problems of having pets in an area where there are deer and deer carrying ticks.
Mm-hmm. Another issue is with mosquitoes too. This time of year, you have Lyme disease with ticks and mosquitoes with West Nile virus. That's a pretty we have a lot of that going on in this
area.
And
then you got pollen and all this kind of stuff. Well, just stay inside, Joe. Don't play that golf.
I kind of wonder if it's a better time to be, if wintertime's a better time than summertime. Are there more perils in winter weather than there are in summer weather? I don't know. There seems to be a lot of things in summer weather that you have to worry pretty more about than you would in the wintertime, other than, colds and flu and, that kind of thing. Although those can be pretty serious as well.
Joe, just enjoy the sun. Most of the mosquitoes don't come out during the sun, and most of the mosquitoes and ticks stay away from you if you take the proper precautions, put DEET on your clothes.
You have a real life tip you're going to talk about for the end of the hour today before I go to the break? You can preview that?
We are, and I teased you about it a little bit because it is about pollen and how to prevent, if you will, what to do about allergies at this time of year.
All right,
how
doctor,
can you minimize allergies during pollen season?
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip coming up for the end of the hour. More of the top news stories of the week coming up after the break. Supplements, are they relieving joint pain like they should? How about flu shots? Flu shots, are they helping to prevent heart attacks? And there's good news and bad news about obesity out there as well. And colleges are beginning to clear the air. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Coming up 35 after the hour, Jeff Cox. His book is called The Essential Book of Fermentation. Great taste and good health with probiotic foods. That'll be at 35 minutes after the hour. We continue on with some of the top medical stories of the week here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. udocs@gmail.com is the email. youdocs@gmail.com. Colleges are becoming pretty responsible about the air. How are colleges cleaning up the air, Dr. Mike?
Well, this is an interesting story that actually relates back to Dr. Cosgrove and a little bit with a little help from me. So we went to the Regents of the Ohio State three times, got unanimous votes three times, that recommends to the presidents of each university and state college that they ban smoking all, not just in buildings, but for their entire college campuses. It turns out 12 of the 18 in Ohio, including Ohio State, are taking us up on this and are going smoke-free totally. A few already do it. So we'll have, I think, 15 of the 18 will be smoke-free come January 1st. So that's cleaning up the air, is in fact getting rid of all tobacco products. No secondhand smoke is really quite dangerous. For example, in one study in Indiana, when they banned smoking, the heart attacks in non-smokers went down 77%. It's usually about 18% decrease in heart attacks and deaths in non-smokers, 38% over a two-year period. That's how strong the effect of secondhand smoke has proven to be. So banning secondhand smoke, probably a boon to teachers as well as fellow classmates, make it harder to smoke on campus, which should decrease smoking rates. Ohio State goes smoke-free in a bigger way on January 1st.
You know, every year this college in Wisconsin, Beloit College, comes out with the class of whatever, and they talk about some of the things that the students that are part of the class, for example, now we're in 2013, what the class of 2017 has been exposed to in their life so far and what they're going to be exposed to over the next 4 years. And in this list this year for the class of 2017, this class of kids has never been in a concert, gone to a concert that's been filled with cigarette smoke. So times are changing. Things are getting better, you know?
Well, slow progress, but steady progress. So we've gone from 50% in the United States smoking in about 1956 to now about 20%, 19%. So if we keep on that rate, we've got to obviously do things faster with other diseases. You and I have talked about this in changing physical activity and changing food choices and changing the way we manage stress. And those are necessary if we're going to really survive as a society and not have rationed medical care.
I don't think too many restaurants now let you smoke anymore in this country, do they? Do you think so? I think the percentage of non-smoking restaurants has to be pretty high.
I think that's true, but many of them have smoking sections or let you smoke outside on the patio. I think that's horrible. I'm against that.
Okay, now why would that be? Is obviously for the individual's health, right? You don't want anybody smoking altogether, but if they're smoking outside or outside in a designated
smoke,
area.
You know, if you breathe it in, you get the effect. And that effect, let me repeat this. In Pueblo, Colorado, when they did away with smoking except inside your house, there was a 36% reduction in heart attacks and in deaths in non-smokers over the next 2 years. So it is secondhand smoke has a much more powerful effect at causing plaque rupture, at causing heart attack, stroke, impotence, than we ever thought. We're not worried about cancer in the secondhand smoker. We're worried about inflammation causing rupture to the atherosclerotic plaques that are already there.
This may be a dumb question, but if somebody goes outside to smoke, where does the secondhand smoke issue come in? When he comes back in the restaurant?
No, because other people, when they go outside, there's a patio where they're serving food to other people.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's okay. The outdoor eating.
Okay.
You have that at golf courses, don't you, Joe? You've seen those outdoor patios?
Yeah. You know, I don't see many people golf when we play golf. I don't see many people smoke much. I mean, people do, some guys do, but I don't see much of it anymore.
No, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And, but you do see eating outside on patios, right?
Yeah, you're right about that. Pesticides on golf courses will kill you. That's the thing about golf courses. The pesticides they put on golf courses. Do you think the smoking issue, the obesity issue, will be a tougher issue to deal with than the smoking issue?
Oh, I think it will be much tougher, don't you?
Yeah, I do too.
But what is really worrying me, if you look at you worry about war in Syria and Egypt and all that kind of thing, and the release of nuclear waste in Japan. I used to know the name of that reactor. I don't anymore. It starts with an F. But in any case, One of the things that is in the stories of this week that is very bothersome is what we call extensively drug-resistant antibiotics, EDR antibiotics.
Let's do that before the break and the guests. Let's talk about it. We have a few minutes.
Okay, so one of the drugs, which was apparently resistant to carbapenems, powerful last resort intravenous antibiotics, as well as 14 other antibiotics, NDM, that is a New Delhi M1 strain of this bacteria, is virtually unstoppable, and it's not staying in New Delhi or India either. Already, new NDM bacteria has been found in drinking water around New Delhi and in patients in over 35 countries, many of them medical tourists who traveled to India for medical care and then returned home to Europe, the Middle East, or the Americas. As explained in Rise of the Superbugs, it takes just one or two of such bugs to transfer their genetic material to another bacteria in your body, and it turns the other bacteria into superbugs. It's very similar to what happens when you accidentally include a red shirt in the wash of your whites. Everything gets red. Well, in this case, it spreads this drug resistance, and if it spreads too fast and it's too powerful, we end up, you and I, getting infected by the NDM1 superbug. So we've got a lot of these superbugs to start worrying about, which means you have to protect yourself, washing your hands, using, in fact, being very clean with your food, washing your food, etc. That's what you have to do.
So you're saying that we'll become resistant to drugs that would try to prevent us from becoming sick from these superbugs?
These bugs are very promiscuous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have sex with a lot of other bugs, and they pass along their resistance from one bacteria to another. And some of those bacteria will infect you, and we won't have antibiotics that'll help you fend yourself off.
Hmm. So the responsibility would end up more in us more than the medical community to keep us healthy?
Well, the point is that the only way to stay healthy from these superbugs is to keep them away from you, mm-hmm. which means great hand washing, great protection with your food, and then being extra careful. And hopefully someone will find a way of preventing these. For your own self, it's getting sleep, getting that extra vitamin D3, maybe using more garlic and onion in your foods, which help prevent against bacterial infection. We don't know what these superbugs are sensitive to because they haven't been around long enough. But in fact, this is an emergency, if you will, we're going to stop this from spreading.
Udocs@gmail.com, Udocs@gmail.com. If you have a phone, you want to use a phone to talk to Dr. Mike, we have a phone here too. 877-711-5211. Coming up after the break, our guest segment, Jeff Cox. Jeff Cox is the author of a lot of books on food and wine and gardening, including the best-selling From Vines to Wines, and the nominated The Organic Cook's Bible. Well, he hosted a couple of television series, Your Organic Garden, among others. And we'll talk about his new book, and the topic is Probiotic Foods, The Essential Book of Fermentation. Great taste and good health with probiotic foods. Jeff Cox, our guest, is next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm very proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Jeff Cox is the author of many, many, many books on food, wine, gardening, including the best-selling From Vines to Wines and The Organic Cook's Bible. He's hosted a couple of television series, Your Organic Garden, on PBS Markets and Grow It. He was the managing editor of Organic Gardening Magazine for years, and currently a contributing editor to Horticulture Magazine and writes for the Art of Eating Magazine. For years, he's written restaurant reviews for different places. And his book, current book is called The Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste and Good Health with Probiotic Foods, Jeff Cox. It's published by Avery Books. Thank you for coming on with us here today, Jeff. What is a probiotic, and why have they become so popular?
Well, you know what an antibiotic is. That's something that kills microbes. A probiotic is exactly the opposite. It either is the spores of microbes dried and in capsule form, or even better for you, it's the live culture of bacteria and yeast that ferment certain foods and turn them into delicious things to eat and really healthful foods for our bodies.
And what brought the popularity of them on?
I think it was just the right time. People are becoming wiser about the nature of commercial, conventional food. It really has some serious drawbacks, It's full of chemicals. It's created with pesticides, fungicides, herbicides. The meat is full of antibiotics and hormones. The milk is full of hormones. So I think, you know, the awakening consciousness of just regular folks to good organic food made with none of those substances has created a desire for health through food.
And,
go ahead.
I was going to bring Dr. Mike in. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
So, obviously, the concept of health through food and fermentation. Now, we all know, I've always known about fermentation from, in fact, thinking about beer, wine. Those are fermented. Tell us what starts the fermentation process? What do we mean by fermentation? And then why doesn't my wine keep fermenting in my bottles?
Okay. Fermentation is really the engine of all life. It's the process whereby microbes take the organic matter from formerly living plants and animals and release their nutrients so that they can be reabsorbed by the currently living crop of plants and animals. And so it is the driving engine of life. It's simply decomposition of organic matter is fermentation.
Well, now, and in fact, don't the bacteria actually take a tax, if you will, on those substances so that they can live? They get their energy from it, too.
Well, they proliferate, trillions and trillions of them in a glass of kefir, or kefir, as people call it. So what you have with the bacteria and yeast that do the fermenting of our food is we capture the process at the stage where the foods are fermented, but before they begin a decomposition and a rotting process. So we make pickles in about after 2 or 3 weeks in the pickle jar under the brine, because what you do is you put cucumbers in a crock and make a brine out of salt and water. Keep the cucumbers submerged with something heavy like a freezer bag full of water put on top. And the natural occurring lactobacilli acidophilus that are floating everywhere in the air start the fermentation process automatically. And after 2 or 3 weeks, you have incredibly delicious pickles.
And so in fact, that's one of the things you teach in the book is how to do this yourself. So we should say that your brief description is reproduced in the book. The book is, of course, the essential book of fermentation, Great Taste and Good Health with Probiotic Foods. It's by Jeff Cox. And if you want to go to the website, it's a great website. It's called www.organicfoodguy.com, organicfoodguy.com. So, Jeff, talk to us about how it's stopped in wine. So wine is fermentation also, right?
Right.
And so talk to us. Tell me about that.
Okay, so what you have is grape juice pressed fresh out of the grapes. And, of course, the yeast occur naturally on the skins, though sometimes, often, winemakers will add a certain kind of yeast that they want to get a certain taste in the wine. And so the yeast will start changing the sugars into alcohol. And they'll do this very rapidly. In fact, the must, as the grape juice is called at that stage, actually boils. And, you know, here in wine country in California, workers in the wineries have to be very careful. They don't go down in a low place when the wine is fermenting because it can fill with carbon dioxide, which is the gaseous product of the fermentation. Anyway, what happens is when the wine becomes wine after maybe 10 to 20 days, you filter it or you clean it up by letting the spent yeast fall out of it, and you add a little bit of sodium metabisulfite, the winemakers do, which turns into free sulfur dioxide in the wine, and it kills any microorganisms that may be left. So there's nothing left to spoil the wine. If you would allow the wine to sit out in contact with air, acetobacter that cause vinegar to form would soon colonize it and change the alcohol into vinegar.
And so, vinegar isn't all bad, but that's what happens with wine that's opened and left in air. And that's just a process of fermentation, too.
Right. Exactly. But once again, it's a process of stopping the fermentation at a point where the raw materials are rendered healthful and delicious.
I have to laugh. I have an email here from, I'll just give the first name, Greg. And Greg is from someplace in South Carolina, and he says, obviously we're carried throughout the country and any place that anybody has a computer at radiomd.com. And Greg says, my chosen beverage is bourbon. Is this fermented?
No, it's distilled. And that's a completely different process where you make a mash out of grain, or you can use wine, too, to make brandy. And, it's at the beginning, it's distilled, and the sugars or starches are changed into alcohol, and then you distill it by heating it. And the alcohol goes off first as a gas and then condenses in the distilling apparatus into liquid alcohol, which is captured, put into charred oak barrels to make bourbon, and charred oak barrels to make brandy, too.
Well, let's go back. You've got too much knowledge. I just thought that was a funny. By the way, anybody can send us an email. We've got a bunch of other questions for you on the email line at udocs@gmail.com. We're talking to the Organic Food Guy, www.organicfoodguy.com. Jeff Cox. The book is The Essential Book of Fermentation. So, what's the difference other than the starting ingredients in fermentation of beer? So it's just the same. It's the same basic process. Is that right?
Yes. And what you do to make beer is you take barley and sprout it, and this changes the starches in the barley grain into sugar, and then you dry it and grind it and put it in a tank with yeast, and the yeast changes the sugar to alcohol and carbon dioxide. So you capture that at a certain point in your beer bottle, and you got a nice, fizzy, delicious beverage.
When we come back, I want to talk about the benefits of actually keeping the probiotic with the food. That's one of the real benefits we'll talk about with the Organic Food Guy, Jeff Cox. Joe?
All right, Dr. Mike, thanks. Yes, the book is called The Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste, Good Health with Probiotic Foods. Jeff Cox, the author. It's published by Avery Books, and more with him and some of your questions for our guest along the email line at udocs@gmail.com as well. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind. At GreatStartGTL.com, that's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Fermentation is all the rage. Fermentation is where it's at. Jeff Cox has a book out called The Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste, and Good Health with Probiotic Foods. Get it, read it. It's from Avery Books. It's a division of Penguin USA. And here's Dr. Mike Roizen again.
And, you know, we've got so many questions, Jeff, because you're obviously the organicfoodguy.com, and we have a whole bunch of questions on organic food, as well as on the subject you're a master of. One of which is probiotic food. And when I was saying, is there an advantage to getting probiotics in capsules where you know the amount of probiotic and what you're getting in the bacteria as opposed to in the actual food itself, such as sauerkraut or yogurt?
There's an advantage in taking probiotic bacteria in capsule form over not taking any. But there's a disadvantage of taking the capsule form compared to getting your live cultures of bacteria and yeast through foods. And the main advantage of that, getting it through foods, is that the foods contain tons of nutrients that the bacteria and yeast through their production of enzymes and other substances, take apart from our food and feed it to us in the amounts we need, the forms we like it, and the forms that are most useful to our bodies. The genesis of this book, The Essential Book of Fermentation, was really my experiences on Organic Gardening magazine when I realized that the nature of health itself is biodiversity. If you're talking about wild nature, a climax ecosystem like a forest in the north, it's most healthy when it's most biodiverse. It has the greatest number of creatures in it, plant and animal. Same thing in your organic farm or garden. You invite the bugs in. You don't kill the bugs. You invite all kinds of life forms in. And the more life forms, the richer the biodiversity, the healthier the system is. Now, we have an ecosystem within us, in our intestines, and it is our intestinal flora. And when it is most biodiverse, and that is when it has most different kinds of bacteria and yeast working in there for us, for our health, we get the same result. We get really good health. And some of the reasons we get good health from these guys when we eat fermented foods. And let me run down some of the fermented foods. Sauerkraut, kimchi, yogurt, kefir, kombucha, pickles, all kinds of things. And I have recipes for like 36 different fermented foods you can make at home real cheaply and easily. At any rate, when you seed your internal gut bacteria with these living cultures, they line the intestines, and they produce something called bacteriocins, which kill the bad guys if there are any pathogens on your food coming in, and there always are a few.
Well, but one of the emails goes and says, wait a second, what's he talking about? One of the things we've learned is that, in fact, if you get carnitine in meat, you change the bacteria inside your gut, and that bacteria produces TMAO, which ends up being detrimental and causing heart attacks. So all bacteria and diversity isn't necessarily a good thing. You want to keep those TMAO-producing bacteria away, don't you?
Yes, you do. And your writer of the email is up on his current science. The problem isn't with the carnitine. The problem is with the change in your gut bacteria, and especially bacteria in your stomach that live in your stomach even more than in down in your intestines. And they produce this TMAO. And they, yes, that can be very harmful to us. However, once again, biodiversity is the key, because you don't want to have your intestinal system overwhelmed with carnitine-eating, meat-eating bacteria. So, you know, most of your diet should be vegetable matter, not meat. I mean, if you're going to eat nothing but meat, yeah, you're going to run into trouble. So, biodiversity is the key.
So when you mean biodiversity, you don't mean getting everything, even the bad ones, but is the ones that you normally... Now, talk to us about the bacteria in what I call Turkish yogurt.
Well, it's the same bacteria that any yogurt produces, that produces yogurt, rather, by fermenting milk overnight in a warm area. And Greek or Turkish, I'm assuming Turkish yogurt is the same as Greek yogurt.
Yes, they're very similar.
Yeah.
And the reason I brought those up, and the reason is you've got a great recipe for it, or a great way of making it in this book.
Right. It's simple. It's simplicity itself to make it. You make a batch of yogurt. You tie it up in a cheesecloth bag and hang it from your kitchen sink faucet overnight, and the liquid whey drains out and leaves behind a thickened yogurt that you can spread almost like a cottage cheese. And that's all Greek or Turkish yogurt is. It's just plain yogurt that's been thickened by allowing the liquid portion to drain out. So it's easy to make, cheap to make, too.
And in fact, that's one of the keys in the Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste and Good Health with Probiotic Foods, is these recipes. They're recipes not to make a single dish, but how to make a fermented substance, a group of, if you will, what I would call group of basics for food, like how do you make yogurt or how do you make sauerkraut. It's a wonderful book. The author, Jeff Cox, we will have to have him back. It is called www.organicfoodguy.com. That's how you get them. We've got a ton of questions, such as what bacteria do you add to make good wine versus just average wine? But we'll come back and talk with Jeff more about that. Now, the Real Age Tip of the Week. And the Real Age Tip this week is, in fact, how can I minimize my allergies, my pollen allergies at this time of year? I know that they will come about September 7th, and they will leave about September 30th or October 15th, whenever the first frost is. What should I do? And the answer is pre-medication with intranasal steroids and an antihistamine approximately 2 weeks before the start of the season. Whenever you get allergies, that's when you start them. 2 weeks beforehand is usually very helpful. And continuing that care for the balance of the season makes a big difference. Also, at those times, especially when your car is covered with the pollen you're allergic to, wash the car, put on the air conditioner, and drive with the windows closed. The real age benefit of patrolling your own health, 12 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week.
Dr. Mike Royson, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Hey, thanks a lot for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.